You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. In our most recent Marketplace Edison research poll, more than 40% of respondents told us that they would have a hard time managing an unexpected expense of $250. The savings situation in this country is pretty dire. So with tens of millions of Americans out of work and even more seeing cuts in their hours and wages, many of them are tapping into their retirement accounts for basic needs. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
Congress waived some of the penalties for withdrawing early from retirement accounts, and some people are going for it.
People are definitely withdrawing.
Matt Schultz is chief credit analyst at LendingTree. They recently surveyed 1,200 people with retirement savings accounts.
30% of them said that they had withdrawn funds from that account within the last couple of months, and another 20% said they would do so.
Fidelity Investments, which manages retirement accounts for 23 million people, says it's only seen about 373,000 people take a withdrawal. Megan Murphy is a senior vice president.
It represents about 1.5% of the people who we record keep retirement plans for.
She says almost 9% of people have decreased their contributions. That's almost double the number a year ago. Fidelity is a marketplace underwriter, by the way. Vanguard says its customers were withdrawing at about the same rate as last year. Whatever the exact number of people withdrawing from the retirement accounts early, David John expects it to rise. John is a senior policy advisor at AARP.
Many people have been using more liquid forms of savings to get through this month. Now they're going to start to turn to retirement accounts.
Americans weren't doing a great job saving for retirement or saving period even before coronavirus. Torsten Slok is chief economist at Deutsche Bank.
Half of the population did not have a savings account in 2019 and did not have money for a rainy day.
People who have to make withdrawals or lower contributions may leave this downturn even less prepared for retirement. LendingTree says the average withdrawal in its survey was $6,800. Over 30 years at 5% interest, that would have become $30,000. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.